Creature in the Village. My name is Magda. I'm 26 years old and I work in office and city. Weekends I used to well to get away from all the hustle and bustle, take a trip to the countryside. Luckily I have a cottage in a small village, which is located in right at the edge of the forest. How I used to love to get out of the city and spend the weekend in my little cottage. Why did I stop? Well, I'll tell you. After a hard week at work, I needed a rest, so I decided to get out of town and went home. Packed up my bags, threw them in the trunk and drove off. Arrived at the village, it was late in the evening. I was tired from the long drive. I went straight to bed and fell asleep quickly. In the middle of the night, I was awakened by the sound of a car alarm going off. I looked out my window, but there was nobody in sight. I found my car keys, pressed the button to shut off alarm. When the awful noise stopped, I lay down again, tried to fall back to sleep. Well, sudden alarm went off again. Didn't feel like getting up, so I just grabbed my keys and pressed the button again. Everything was peaceful and quiet. 5 minutes later, alarm went off a third time. Once or twice had been an accident, but now I was wondering what was going on. Could somebody be playing tricks on me in the middle of the night? I got up again and pressed the button to turn off the alarm, but this time I didn't lay down. Stood at the curtains and watched. After a few minutes, I saw something by the light of the moon. A shadow emerged from the bushes and slowly approached the car. I could just about make out the shape. It was something tall and skinny and black. The figure reached out with its long, thin arms and knocked on the car. Car alarm went off again. As quick as flash, the dark figure retreated back into the bushes. At the moment I realised that was going on, I began shaking with fear. I turned off the alarm and continued to watch. Being emerged from the ashes, bushes again, slid slightly close to, over to the gate, threw a hand through them and removed the partitions holding the gates closed. Paralysed with fear, I couldn't move. My mind was overcome by panicked thoughts. What was it? What did it want for me? What was it doing? Would it ever go away? A shiver ran down through my body, from my head down to my toes. My mouth was dry. My heart was beating fast. I was tense. I was gritting my teeth, clenching my hands into fists. Got control of myself. I ran down the stairs as fast as my legs could carry me. The ground floor. I wanted to look for something I could use to protect myself. However, just as I was about to switch on the lights, suddenly froze in my track. Dark figure was at the window. It pressed up against the glass, staring in, looking to see whether or not there was somebody at home. Immediately ducked down behind the sofa, peered out. Then I realised that when all the tricks of the car were for, it was trying to lure its victim outside. Could not take my eyes off its hideous face. The skin was the colour of ash and covered with wrinkles. Its eyes were small, beading completely black. Instead of a nose, there was two ragged holes. Didn't have any lips. It had just two rows of sharp yellow teeth. Its breathing was so heavy and hoarse, it was missing up the window. I just knew it was not going to go away. Standing at the window just for moments. Heard a rustling noise as it came to the front door. I watched as it tried to push its fingers the gap under the door. Handle began to twitch wildly up and down. Then the creature emitted a chilling sound. Not like a human voice. It was deep, beastly growl, like an angry dog chewing on a bone. Knew I what that if I heard me, it would keep trying until it found a way to get in the house. I just crouched behind the sofa, hiding in the shadows, just trying not to make a sound. Tears began involuntarily streaming down my face. No matter how much I tried to stop them, I feel my pulse pounding in my temples, shaking like a leaf, just waiting for it to end. I didn't know how long I cowered there. I just passed out. When I woke up, I looked at the door, the creature was gone. Door was like still in a place and everything seemed secure. Never been so relieved in all my life. I ran upstairs and looked out the window. It was light outside and there was no sign of anything wrong. Taking a chance, I grabbed my keys without collecting to stop any Not without stopping to collect my things, I ran into the car, out the car, jumped in, locked the doors and drove away from the village as fast as I could. Didn't stop driving till I got back to the city. I got back to my apartment, turned on the radio and heard a news report. Now, as I said, into the village, dead bodies of two girls been discovered. Corpses have been mutilated and dumped in a swamp. Guess the creature found what it was looking for. The end.